4HKX, KB2HX.
Success.
Was good news. I just threw on some connectors at the end of my cables to lead to my power source, and I want to make sure I got that all correct, and so far it seems to be working great.
Yeah, sounds good, kiddo. How you doing these days? I haven't heard you out there in a while.
In fact, I just got back from Canada today, so long drive in the car, but anyway... Other than that, yeah, I've been doing pretty good. I've been on here for a while, and I probably need to, you know, during summer break, it's harder to find the time to jump on the air. But anyway, back to you.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I've been working. The heat came on, and Dave goes to work. But it's good to hear you out there. And I didn't know you had your license. Ha, ha, ha. Driver's license, that is.
Yeah, I do not. I'm sorry if I made it sound that way, but I should say, I mean, my mom and my brother went to Canada.
Oh, excellent. No, I know. I was just funning with you. I know you didn't. You're not old enough to drive yet. That's okay. But did you have a good time?
I really enjoyed being able to see my or our family up there, and it's been a while since we've seen them.
Oh, excellent. How was the weather? A little cooler up there?
Not by much, though.
That's nice country up there. Well, excellent, excellent, excellent. I'm glad you're back in town. Glad you had a good trip. I'm going to put the mic back down and pay attention to my driving here. I will catch you another day, my friend.
You have a good rest of your day, and glad to hear from you. This is KO4ULP 7th Street, and I'll be clear after your final.
KO4ULP, KB2HXS. I'll be out listening. I got a few more minutes to go, and I got to be designated.
4TMA Mobile.
ULP, how are you today?
Xander, it's good to hear your voice. This is Simon, Kilo Zulu 4, Tango Mike Alpha. We talked a while back once or twice. In fact, we exchanged the idea of trying to come up with a list of local nets on local repeaters. Anyway, it's been a long time. How you been?
Good. How about yourself?
Fine. I've had a bit of travel lately for work. It's kind of strange now that COVID has let up to have to think about travel again. I enjoyed 2 years of not having to travel at all for work, so that's a little different. But otherwise, I'm doing just fine. How about you? Summer break? You taking any family trips or doing any camps or anything fun?
Well, speaking of trips, I just got back from Canada today. We were up in Ontario visiting family.
I'm a little jealous. I'm a big fan of Canada. I've only been to certain parts. I actually haven't spent any time in Ontario. But any parts that I've visited, I've always enjoyed. So how was it? Good trip?
It was a really good trip, other than the long drive there and back. But I still really enjoyed it. It was definitely worth the drive, though.
You drove it. That's got to be quite a drive, no doubt. I haven't done any driving that far. The only times I've visited has been flights. All right, good. Well, I'm glad to hear it was a good trip. But let's see. So maybe I just haven't caught you in a long time, but have you been on the air much lately, or have I just missed you, or what?
Not much lately. During summer break, I haven't got that much of an opportunity to jump on. When school starts again, I'll probably get back into the routine of trying to get on every evening. But, this is, you know, probably my first time in about 3-4 weeks. You know, it just, yeah, been... Not enough time in the evening to jump on.
Yeah. Schedules are different. Well, tell me, what's new as far as your equipment goes? I remember when you first got on, I remember hearing a little about the help you got to set up your 2-meter. But I think you also inherited an HF, if I remember right. Did you get that set up? Or, yeah, how are you doing anything on HF right now?
I have an HF rig. It is set up and running. So far, I've only made... 4 contacts on 10 meters, and it's been a little bit of a struggle. I found 10 meters, haven't had much success, and probably I'm not on the best time of the day either. Normally on towards the evening, and I've noticed that turned it on at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon a few times, and there's a good bit of chatter. So number one, I'm on the wrong time of the day. Number two, it's don't have enough, experience getting on HF, and it's been challenged, but I guess I need to get my journal and get on more pop-related bands too.
For ID. That makes sense. Well, that's about four more HF contacts than I've made. I need to get an HF. I'd still like to do that. For me, it's still just 2 meter, a little bit on 70 centimeter. Recently got my GMRS license just because you didn't even have to prepare for that, just paid the fee. And I was just kind of curious to see if there's any GMRS activity around here. There's a little bit. But I still think it's more popular for campers and, four-wheelers like Jeepers. It seems to kind of be the new CB, kind of like CB radio with better quality and with the option of repeaters. The General will be next for me, too.
I haven't really heard much about that radio band that you were talking about, you mentioned the General. Yes, I do really need to study and get my General and, I have a 20-meter antenna that I got from my ham radio neighbor, so I was going to get my journal off to get that up, and then I'm already set to operate 20, soon the tank gets put up, but anyway, back to you.
It's fun to have a free 20-meter antenna. Cool. The other one I was talking about isn't actually a ham frequency. It's called GMRS, stands for General Mobile Radio Services, I think, and if you read up on it, it's actually the same frequencies as FRS, Family Radio Services. FRS, it's about 22 channels that the government set aside for just general walkie-talkie use. So, like, if you go buy a Motorola walkie-talkie, or pretty much any walkie-talkie, like, whether it's Walmart or something fancy like a Motorola or a Uniden, the kind of thing you might take on. Because they always have about 22 channels, and that's because they're all using FRS. GMRS is basically the same 22 frequencies, but you have a license, and you can therefore use more power. You can reach much further distances. You can transmit. You're allowed to transmit on more power on those frequencies, and of course, there's the repeater functionality too. But again, it's not very. It's gaining popularity, and again, I think it seems to me to be gaining popularity mainly among people who would either be using a walkie-talkie anyway, and they just want a more powerful one, or someone who used to use CB, like a four-wheeler or a camper or somebody or a trucker even, and they just want a clearer signal because CB is AM and GMRS is FM. So anyway, it was fun to get that license and just kind of try it out, but there's not a whole lot of local activity. I did find, I should probably let the repeater reset, but I did find one local repeater, and there's a bit of talk on that during the daytime, too.
So I'm just curious, what power do they allow you to use on those walkie-talkies?
Where someone else may chime in here if they're listening and remember, but I believe that a typical walkie-talkie on FRS frequencies, like a Uniden or a Motorola, it's small. I believe it's 1 watt. In fact, there are a few of the FRS frequencies that are even limited. I believe there are a few that are even limited to half a watt. And in fact, I believe those are limited even if you're on GMRS. So I think the idea is that for those channels, I can't remember, it's like number 8, 16 or something. But for those channels, I think the idea is, let's not allow higher power that would overpower any local conversations between someone on a walkie-talkie. You want a couple stations that are just for short-distance, low power, so they don't get dominated by, because the way CB can get dominated by someone cheating with like 100 watts far away. So anyway, I think the walkie-talkies, store-bought walkie-talkies, I think they're like a half watt or 1 watt, something on that level.
Yeah, and thinking of those frequencies, I did notice I found something interesting that I could take my, I had a few walkie-talkies, non-licensed bands, and I was able to take my Bose thing and program it to the same frequencies as the walkie-talkies. So I was able to use, I guess, now I can use my Bose thing as a, a regular walkie-talkie, just non-licensed, if I need to or want to, anyway. The only thing I have to look into is that frequency has a wattage limit, and I need to, set my radio for lower watts anyway, but I don't think my area will be fine because it's only 5 watts anyway, so back to you.
You got it exactly right. Good job. You're right. The little bow things, they can be programmed to transmit on these FRS frequencies, which, again, are the same frequencies as GMRS. GMRS is just, it means you're allowed more power. You've got the license. Actually, when I programmed my bow thing, I'm trying to remember, I can pull it up. I don't have it with me. I remember making sure that I set those channels. I stored those channels as memory channels and called them, you know, GMRS1 or FRS1, FRS2. I just remember that when I stored that that channel, I made sure it had my power on the lowest setting, because I'm pretty sure the lowest setting on a typical bow thing is something like 1 watt. I think it's like 1, 2, and 5, you know, low, medium, high. I don't think that these frequencies are very carefully policed, but of course, you know, in theory, to follow the rules, you would not want to transmit on those frequencies more than whatever the limit is, 0.5 watt or 1 watt. You could look that up for FRS, or just go get your GMRS, and then you can transmit on far more than what that little bow thing can do. But also, you just picked up on the reason that the bow things sometimes get a bad rap. I mean, they get a bad rap in part because they're just very cheap, but they also work fairly well for the, you know, it's a good thing for buck. It's a really cheap radio, and you can do a lot with it if you're just learning. They're so easily programmed that they can do things they're not supposed to do. You do have to be a little bit careful about how you use them. Good job figuring out the frequency. You got that figured out.
Noticed that when I got my 2 meter base station here, I noticed that it has a very narrow. What really got me interested is that I could not access near as many frequencies as I could with my bow thing. So, you know, then I struck an idea and I tried it out. But this is KO4 ULP for station ID, and I'll give it back to you.
All right, well, listen, it was good to catch up. Hadn't heard you on here for a while. I'm at my location, so I've got to jump out here. So I'll say 73s, and I look forward to next time I catch you. So KO4 ULP, KZ4 TMA, clear after your final.
73, have a good rest of your day, and this is KO4 ULP, and I'll be clear.
4 ULP, this is Kilo Alpha 3. Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA3JCA. The name here is Richard.
Hippie, how are you today, Richard?
Listening to your conversation with the other gentlemen and how you're both technicians and you're going to work toward getting your general class license, I was going to give you another option. I don't know if you're familiar with DMR, digital mobile radio, but there's a couple out there. But if you have DMR in a hot spot, you can actually hook that up to the internet in the house, and as a technician, you can talk to other countries on the regular 70 centimeter frequency on UHF, and you can talk to countries and other states, in Spain, France, Portugal, you name it, though. It's unlimited, so that's just another option that you can look at down the road, sir.
About that, you know, that's one of my things on the list to get done with ham radio, but thanks for letting me know about that, and I don't know if we've talked or held a QSO before, if you could tell me, that would save me looking through my logbook.
I have not talked before. I think you said your name was Alex or Alexander? So, yeah, my name is Richard, and my call is Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha. I've been a ham since, like, 79, 80, but I've been very inactive because of my health, and I just got back into it, and I bought me a radio that's digital and analog both in the same radio, so I can get on the local repeaters here locally, and then at night or during the day I can get on my digital side using my hotspot, and that lets me talk to around the world. KA3JCA for ID.
I'm just trying to get your call sign down here in my logbook. I've gotten rusty on getting logs down fast, so could you give me that call sign one more time? I think it's KA3, and I think I'm forgetting the last part.
Sorry about that. It's Kilo Alpha 3 is the first part, and the last three letters are Juliet Charlie Alpha, J CA, just a crazy animal.
I got that down. I used to be really fast taking down logs, and then didn't make any new contacts for a while, and haven't been on the air that much lately, and lost practice. But anyway, what you been up to?
Well, my health keeps me kind of confined to bed on oxygen, so I don't get out much. So I just get on the radio and try to talk and talk with people traveling or motoring through the area. I'm just trying to get active back into amateur radio again. And my wife is also a ham. If you change the number 3 to a number 4, that's my wife's call sign. She got a Vanity KA4JCA. And then my daughter, she's 27, and she has her technician license. And her call sign is KA4ACL. That's her initials. So they're both, we're trying to get them back active in ham radio also.
I wish the rest of my family would get their license. My dad was going to get his license, and then, you know, we never set up a time to take his test, and then my brother is kind of interested to study for his license, but this is KO4 UOP Fish 90, and back to you.
Awesome, if your family can get their radio license, that is awesome. I'm thinking about doing the same thing the other gentleman was talking about, the GMRS. You just apply to get the license. I don't know if there's a fee or not, just to have it. A lot of times when the family goes to, like, an amusement park or camping, and they're not all ham radio operators, you can buy them little family radios, like he was talking about, from Walmart, the little Motorola ones or the Uniden that are the different colored radios, and a lot of people and families use those while at parks.
Like, I have a few of those, a little bit more high-end than the Walmart ones, but they're not GMS, so then you don't have to get your license for them, and yes, for GMS, from what I hear, there is a fee, and you don't have to say anything to get your license, so back to you.
Well, I'll definitely have to look at it. The radio that I'm using right now, I actually have a Anytone 857 UV2 Plus. It's the mobile rig. And then I also have the 878, which is the mobile handheld. And basically, they're 2 meters, 440, and 220. So I have 3 bands in both radios.
I'm also using an NHL here. It's the mobile rig, and it's the 8G-778DD. I didn't quite catch what model yours was. I don't think it was the same, but anyway, it seems to be very good rig. It runs at 25 watts at max power, but right now, only 5 watts hit the repeater.
Well, listen, you're starting to get on the fringe part of the repeater, so you're getting a little white noise in your signal. So I'm going to say 73. It was definitely a pleasure talking to you. It's always nice to meet a new ham. So if you're ever on during the day and so forth like that, and you hear me on, please feel free to give me a call. KA3JCA will be clear after yours.
73, and have a good rest of your day. This is KO4ULP, and all the clear.
LP. N4ZLK. Hey, Alexander. Welcome back from Canada. Good to hear you, and hello, Richard, too. There's something going on with the repeater, I believe, because both of your signals were kind of scratchy and almost a little distorted. Go ahead, Alexander.
Yes, you're also coming in scratchy at on my end, so it's your fault this time, but anyway, so I believe it's changed, correct?
Just wanted to say hello. It's good to hear you again on the radio. And I can't stay long because I'm about at my next, back at the building. I got to drop this trailer and pick up another one. I just wanted to say hello and welcome back.
So, drop it for the UPS.
I'll be here for a little while, a few more years anyway, probably.
JCA.
Or is that okay?
Hey, so is there something wrong with the repeater? Because I've noticed that sometimes it's full quieting, and even myself, I noticed that I'm running 50 watts here on the base station, and it sometimes it even comes in scratchy.
Checking a turn, I'll get back to you. N4Z out,
okay. KA3JCA.
JCA, N4Z out, okay. Be on N4Z out, okay.
My phone, KA3JCA.
Roger that. N4Z out, okay.